This is the Gospel Reflection for 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel for this Sunday is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said this parable, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed upon the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He knows not how. The earth produces of itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable. But privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. Dear brothers and sisters, the gospel we read above, we hear Jesus' two parables, the parables about seeds. There are two popular phrases we often hear, the bigger the better, and the more, the merrier. Many businesses strive to be the largest in their field. People want to live in the largest home, drive the largest car, and attend the largest church. The greater the size, the better. The more, the better. The parables we heard contrast with these phrases. They both compare God's reign to seeds. The seed in the first parable grows slowly day by day. The second is about mustard seeds, which are tiny but grow to be large to provide shelter and shade. Both of these parables are about big things coming out of small beginnings. A few grain bags can produce enough grain to fill a silo. Birds of prey can find shelter in a tiny mustard seed. These agricultural images are about God's reign, not just farming. They both warn us to be cautious. We should not equate size with importance. Bigger is not always matter. More is not always matter. We have all seen how a small parish church can lose something vital when it grows into a massive congregation. A large organization is not always more effective. Quality products are frequently found in smaller businesses. Similarly, a majority does not always determine what is right. Minorities have frequently been the great change agents and bearers of truth for the rest of the society. Minorities have brought about renewal and revival. The abolition of slavery, the establishment of civil rights, the protection of human life, environmental protection, and political reform were all accomplished in the world by a small, dynamic, and committed minority. As a result, we should not conflate size with the significance. The church with the greatest number of members is not always the most effective. In fact, a community's size can often make it complacent, fat, and lethargic. The renewal and revival that our culture and world require will come from a small group of people who are filled with fire, spiritual muscle, and the truth. They represent the future. Numbers can be a curse as well as a blessing at times. It is the intensity with which people still live their faith, not just the number of individuals who claim the name Christian, that will make a difference. The faith that matters is not the one that grows outward, but rather the one that continues to grow within. When we look around this summer at the beautiful world around us, we should remember the magnificent truth that the growth we see began with small seeds that grew slowly over time. The same is true in our spiritual and religious lives. Our spiritual vitality begins with a drop of water at baptism. It develops through the use of a wafer of bread in Holy Communion and a smudge of consecrated oil at confirmation. Graces planted through those sacraments can gradually grow into heroic and life-changing holiness that has a profound impact on others. The same can be said on the church's life. The kingdom's seeds are constantly being sown. When a parent teaches a child to make the sign of the cross, when a religious education teacher struggles to pass on faith truths in a catechism class, when a Catholic visits the sick, helps the homeless, and counsels the doubtful, when we celebrate Mass and pray for the living and the dead, we are sowing the seeds of the kingdom of God. It is impossible to predict which of them will grow and at what rate. Growth will occur at God's appointed time. We sow the seeds, and God will provide the growth, as St. Paul reminds the Corinthians. As St. Paul says, the reward we will receive from the Lord is not for our growth, but for the number of seeds we attempted to sow. We all want to see a bright future for our world and our church. We have no control over whether or not this occurs. We should concentrate on faithful seeding and generous planting, leaving the rest to God. The mission of our generation may or may not be to harvest. The mission of each generation, on the other hand, is to plant. May God bless you all.